I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Palestinians have given a resounding victory to the Islamist Hamas party in the first parliamentary elections in 10 years. Hamas wants Israel annihilated. Jimmy DeYoung is with Shofar Communications and has lived in Israel for many years. I asked him what could happen to true Christians in a radical Islamic culture.
They're going to come under intense persecution at this time. The only answer is Jesus Christ, and I think they're going to be more on fire than they ever have been before to spread the gospel message among the Palestinian people, including the terrorists, which is exactly what is needed at this time in history.
Meanwhile, in some flood-devastated regions of Tamil Nadu, India, anti-Christian groups are forcing Gospel for Asia missionaries to minister in secret. Despite accepting aid from GFA relief teams, these prominent groups have threatened to throw new believers out of their villages and deny them access to the water supply. Some of the villagers told a GFA team that because of persecution, they were afraid to openly profess Christ in their village. And while a Christian human rights group reported recently of three Protestant churches being closed in Cuba, others are reporting growth. World Bible Translation Center's Dale Randolph just returned from Cuba and says the center plans to distribute 100,000 copies of their easy-to-read Spanish Bible, which already has government approval.
We have produced probably the most recent complete modern Spanish Bible, which is a great tool for their evangelism there. And everywhere we went, there was a cry for Bibles. You know, the people in the churches where we went did not all have a Bible.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available Purpose-Driven Ministries' Ministry Toolbox, a weekly newsletter for church leaders. It's free. Sign up by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.